Greetings and welcome to City Maven, where wine and people meet. We are on a journey from Chicago to Spain. We're looking for that perfect bottle of wine. So join us as we interview everyone under the sun, from teachers, local artists, and students. We want to know what you're drinking. So don't forget, bring your own bottle. Hi, and welcome to City Maven, where wine and people meet. Today, we are back in Madrid, fall 2013, and I'm here with my repeated offenders, Katie and Francisco. Welcome back to City Maven.
Well, thanks for having us. We're happy to be here.
Thank you.
Okay, peeps, as you know, we always talk about wine, and we always talk about what we do and what we like about wine. Katie, I know you're a teacher. This year, you're doing... Okay, I didn't think that was funny, but they'll take that.
No, sorry. Yes, I'm a teacher working here in Madrid. Still obviously loving it, loving the city, loving the wine here in Spain.
Awesome. What group do you have this year in terms of teaching?
Secondary. So anywhere from grade 7 to grade 12, or as the Americans would say, 7th grade to 12th grade.
Awesome. And I'm sure they're already drinking wine at that age.
We don't talk about it.
Okay, fair enough. Francisco?
Hello.
Our resident electrical engineer.
Hi, yes.
Anything new for you this year in 2013?
Well, nothing. We are looking for clients. So, you know, make sure to go to our website, www.gmdsol.com. And we provide some great products and good services.
Awesome. Nice. Yes. Little pitch for your company there.
Of course.
Entrepreneurial spirit. So yes. You're also a wine drinker.
Yes, I am.
I'm excited to have this bottle here from Ribera del Duero. So it's a Tempranillo 2012 young wine. It sees 4 months of barrel. And when we say barrel, it's roble francesa. So it's a French barrel. Francisco, will you do the honors, please, and pop open the cork?
Let me see if I can do it without breaking it.
As he's struggling. Wow, that sounded beautiful. Thank you. Katie, will you do the honors of pouring?
Absolutely.
Oh, look at that phenomenal color.
Yes.
This is pretty intense, isn't it? Like
really
most
dark.
Spanish wines.
I love it.
Thank you.
The cork is perfect and healthy.
It is. That's good. It hasn't been in the... in the bottle too long, that's why. Okay, let's swirl.
Let's see what we have on the nose here.
I'm gonna do it like the Australians, the opposite way.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, everything goes backwards there, I don't know why.
Okay. It's got lots of...
It smells fruity to me.
Yeah, jamminess. It could be a little floral, perfumey, but... kind of. Francisco, what does your nose tell you?
Yeah, fruity. I don't know, it reminds me of something, but I cannot put my finger on it.
If I keep inhaling it, I think I'm going to swallow it through my nose. Mm. Okay, well, let's take a sip and see what it tells us.
I'm going to marry this wine.
Is that right?
And have wine children. These are great. I love it. Mm. Nice wine.
It is a really nice
wine. And when you say nice, does that mean it's easy to enjoy, simple, meaning not too complex?
It is a little bit complex. I like to consider myself a wine drinker, so it has a little bit of sophistication. I don't think it's for somebody who's not a big fan of wine. I wouldn't serve them this bottle.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, as your listeners already know, I'm sure, I don't like red wine that has much of a bite. Enough, but not too much. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the bite.
Yeah, it's got some heat, so I definitely feel the alcohol levels. Francisco, I know you're a legs guy. You're always checking out the legs in the wine glass.
Not only in wines, but yes. It has plenty. That means, what's the alcohol, like 15?
I believe it's
13.5, so it's not too bad.
Miscalculated
because you're looking too hard at the legs.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's got some heat. I do
I sense a lot of like currants, like a subtle raisin type of note to it.
I do. I mean, it doesn't, it smells fruitier, definitely smells fruitier than it tastes.
Mm-hmm.
I'd agree with that, absolutely.
I'm just thinking the plate.
What kind, Mr. Foodie, what would you marry this with?
I would do it with a roasted chicken with rosemary. And mashed potatoes with leek and maybe some asparagus. That's what my body wants now. So let me go and make it.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. For my wonderful listeners, Francisco here is quite the foodie, quite the chef, and quite the drinker.
If I wasn't an engineer, I would be a chef.
Well, there's art in both of them. Yes, you'd definitely be an artist there. Katie, you've evolved with your palate.
Definitely.
I'm starting to see some, like you said, sophistications in your liking of wines, because I know this is a wine that you would have not have liked.
2 years ago, a year ago even.
Yeah, I agree. I agree completely. I think it's got layers of complexity. To even for a young wine, it's a 2012. It does see some oak barrel for 4 months, and the Spanish love keeping their wine, even the younger ones, in some sort of French oak, which gives it a roundness of sophistication, and it tones down some of the acidity. If I'm not mistaken, would go good with that dark chocolate. We're prepared today, are we not?
We are prepared. Let's give it a go.
Speaking of
chocolate. So tell us about this chocolate.
Well, this is a Lindor extra dark chocolate. So let's see. Let's see how it pairs with the wine, which is always my favorite thing about
wine
tasting.
Oh, these are already scored and broken up. Oh.
They are.
Oh, this is fancy stuff. Okay, let's see. Bite.
Creamy.
Interesting. I'm not sure how. I sense black peppers now out of nowhere. I don't know if I would pair this with this chocolate.
I think if anything, the chocolate doesn't help the wine helps the chocolate.
Oh, that's a nice way of
putting
it. I'm
gonna pair myself with some more chocolate.
Do you think it's, 60%? I think this is extra dark. Is it 60%?
Yes, 60%.
Dark chocolate. So I wonder if a lighter one would have gone.
That's why I will pair this with aromatic seasoning, like rosemary, thyme with rosemary will go excellent with it.
Well, now we know.
Boy, that chocolate's good.
Okay, we're focusing.
We have a chocolate fan.
We're focusing in on the chocolates. Well, this is a phenomenal find. I think for the price, this particular bottle was only €6.95.
Nice.
Here in Spain. So for a Tuesday wine, I don't think it's that bad in terms of the price range and the quality.
I would say this is a first date wine.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What would I take it as? You know, I take this probably maybe to a dinner party with friends that are in their 20s. You know, when you know everyone's bringing a bottle. I think I'd bring this.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, it's a first date wine. You know, you want to impress. You spend your time cooking this awesome dinner and you pair it with this wine. And I think your date will go very well.
Huh, interesting.
We heard you want to advertise, and City Maven has space for you. Check us out at citymaven.com. That's CITIMAVEN.com. Under podcasts, look for the Advertise With Us link for details. Now back to the show.
We have polvorón here.
Christmas dessert. Mm-hmm. It's Spanish, that's for sure. And it's made out of almonds. And
super dry.
Yeah, it is really dry. There's some lard in there.
I think that's what gives it the extra magical touch.
Absolutely.
I don't think most people know this.
No, they don't.
So, a block of lard.
No, it's
dried
not.
Up.
I know. It's smashed up almonds into powder, and it's nicely created into a dough with, like you were saying, lard. And we're going to try this with the wine, just because we have it here, and as we look for perfect marriages in wine, we're going to try a little bit.
I'm going to have a little bit.
Interesting. This holds up really well.
Better than the chocolate, that's for sure.
Absolutely. I even get notes of cinnamon that really come out in this one.
This wine likes nuts.
I mean, I'm just like, I don't know if it's because polvorón is Christmas, but...
This is actually a good polvorón.
Eating a polvorón and drinking a glass of red wine, a good glass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for me, this is the holiday season.
Yeah, and we're well into November now, so I think this is really catching on.
Well, we don't have Thanksgiving here.
Wait. I thought you told us you didn't like polvorón.
Actually, this is a good one. It's not that dry, so I like it.
And it's gone.
Katie, you and I went to purchase this Bolivarón at the small little kind of like a delicatessen.
Spanish owned.
And he was pretty adamant in how this was very unique and
very true to the company that produces them. This company will alter their, especially like the design of their labels for bigger chains to make them more marketable. But he himself just buys them the way that they are. So it's the true original Bolivarón taste, packaging, etc. Bought from the small town or the small corner store in the city. I mean, it's completely authentic.
I love this. And this one's made in Sevilla.
There you go.
And we've got fond memories of Sevilla, don't we?
Yes, we do.
So I'm this sure is San Enrique, San Enrique Mantecados. So I would definitely recommend this with this Joven wine.
I think Absolutely. You should tell the story.
Oh, we'll save the Sevilla stories for the next episode.
Story. I think your American followers.
I think
followers
we're running out of time.
Yes.
I think your American followers need to know what happens when you don't know how to drive chipsticks.
Okay, and we will conclude on that note on Sevilla and Ribera del Duero matching very well together. So thank you for listening and stay tuned for our next episode.
If you want to know the story, put a comment and we will make a podcast just about the story.
Whatever happens in Sevilla, stays in Sevilla. Cheers.
That wraps up this episode, sponsored by CityMaven.com. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.